You're listening to Michelle.
You're listening to Eat My Brunch on Phoenix FM.
I love local radio because it's radio. And it's local.
Now, you might recognise that voice as Amber Anderson. And very kindly, he's put me in contact with my next guest, who is Helen Arbour. So are you there, Helen?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello. Lovely to talk to you. We're going to be talking about the Billericay Theatre. How do you know Amber? Is that because they've put on productions there?
Well, I met Amber through an amateur group that I am a part of before I built the theatre called Springers. So we met through there and then Amber now does bits and bobs at the Billericay Theatre as well. So that's how I know him and his family.
Yeah, he's everywhere. He's everywhere, that
really
acting
is,
family.
Yeah.
He really is. He's even done my voiceovers. So tell us about the Billericay Theatre. Is this something that you started?
Yes. So back in 2018, I was looking for a premises for my dance school. I just really was after a dance studio, really, somewhere to house all my lovely students. And then this property came up in Radford Way in Billericay. And we went to look at it, my dad and I, and it was just far too big for what I really needed. And the guy that was showing us around, my landlord, he kind of made a bit of a joke and said, well, you could always build a theatre in it. Well, and the rest is history. So we opened September 2019, so 6 months before the pandemic. So not ideal.
So how difficult, because I know there was lots of businesses that gone under during the pandemic and very difficult for people to, you know, obviously going into work. But the theatre, it was, you know, going out in the evening. It's just something you couldn't do.
It was a really, really tough time. But I think because we were so new, like we just fought for our lives with it, really. So like at the front of the building, we have a bar that was purely built just for interval drinks. And I remember Boris Johnson one day saying that we could serve coffees, businesses can serve coffees outside. So I was like, right, come on, let's get a coffee machine. And what we did eventually is we actually turned the bar into a cafe because we just found any way we could to survive it. Mm. And that's what we did. We did everything we could. It was a really difficult time. I remember the second lockdown, we were halfway through our pantomime and it was devastating because we just didn't know if we were going to come out again. But we're still standing. We've got a wonderful, following of people that come and support everything we do there. So I'm incredibly lucky.
So how many covers can you actually get in the theatre?
So when the auditorium is out, it's 83. So it's a little micro theatre, but we do a lot of cabaret events, lots of tribute shows. I mean, the list is endless what goes on there. So that's when we get the tables out and it runs like a cabaret style. So like quiz nights, comedy nights, magic shows. We do tons of tribute shows. So we just do as much as we can to keep, you know, open all the time, really.
So what productions have you got coming up next or what?
So we've applied for a musical in October that we're just waiting to hear from. But our biggest production that we do every year is the pantomime that I have started writing already. And that runs all through December and into January. So, I have my own little theatre company as well. So they all take part in that. And it really is the highlight of the year for the community as well. People like being able to walk to the theatre and be part of it.
And this is you can hear it's a passion for you because not only do you act, you're probably producing and you're writing, you actually went and did that because most people would just say that's enough. But to actually take on running the theatre as well, that is that shows you're very serious about what you do.
I've got a wonderful team. My family are heavily involved in it. I'm just very lucky. Everyone who works at the theatre has the same passion as me. And I think that's what really helps it work because, you know, it's not just a job to them. So you've got people who run the bar, say, on a Thursday night. They also do the shows with me. And, you know, everyone does everything.
Yeah. Excellent. So give a song during the get them up on the bar,
right.
You know.
Everyone gets asked to sing when they're behind the bar. And it's like, because we all do everything. So, you know, it's lovely. It's like a little family.
So if people want to go and have a look at the website, you've got a website and you're on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes, we are. So it's the Billericay Theatre and it's like a what's on guide. And if ever people are passing, you can just pop in for a coffee and grab a physical brochure. So all of our events up until summer are in here and on the website as well. It's absolutely packed to the rafters with all sorts of things. And hopefully during the summer, there'll be lots on for the children, some different festivals that my lovely Joe is planning. So there'll be lots on for everybody.
And it is important out there to support local theatres like the Billericay Theatre. We've got the Brentwood Theatre here as well, because you see what all the problems are happening at the Grays Theatre. So it's good to support local arts, and also the shows that these places put on are as good as any show you would see in London. I had somebody in yesterday from another theatre company, and the tickets are like £15, and I said, you can't even get into London. By the time you got into London, and I know they're great shows, but there's no difference really at all from the quality that you get on the local productions. I mean, they're amazing.
Yeah, I totally agree. I've got lots of friends in different amateur groups, and I go and support them. You're right, they really are a superb standard, you know, and you're so right. In fact, people just need to trust, you know, that although the word amateur kind of goes, oh, no, not for me, it really isn't. You know, these people are really talented and, you know, just haven't chosen that career professionally. They're just doing other jobs and doing this as a hobby, but they are so good. There's such a lot of talent out there.
Yeah, and a lot of work, as you know, into any production. It's the setting up, it's the cost. I mean, they might break even, some of the companies, occasionally, when they put on these big shows. But we do need places where they can actually put the productions on.
Yeah, I mean, it's just heartbreaking, like the Thameside closing. I just think those poor people, like, there's a pantomime that runs there every year, and just breaks my heart to think, well, where are they going to go? Like, that was their job every year.
Yeah.
And it's just so sad, but it's just one of those things, isn't it? So, yeah, supporting local theatres is so important.
Yeah, and it isn't just about going to, you know, because they do so much variety. So sometimes people can think it's, you know, if you go to the theatre, it's a bit highbrow or whatever, but there's so many different shows. And once you go to one, you start going to more, because you're like, this is such good value and it's such good fun.
And it's just a nice place to be. Like, you meet the amount of people that have met through just events that we've done, and that they all now come to events together. Like, it's a real sociable hobby as well. Like, to get out and,
Helen,
see something with people. And
I was going to say, Helen, you're not saying it's like a dating place, are you? Is that going to...
One or two people may have met through the theatre, but no, it's definitely not.
That's on a Thursday.
You never know. It's our theme night Thursday. I could do a singles night, couldn't I?
You could. It'd probably be, I've got a few people that can come along to that. So, Helen, again, a quick shout out again for the website.
It is www.thebillericaytheatre.co.uk.
And you'll find everything that's happening at the Billericay Theatre there. For you can book tickets as well and go along and support your local arts.
And all about the dance school as well that we run, HAPA, on a Saturday and during the week. So it's, everything is on that website,
Do you teach, are you a tapper?
I'm not a tapper. I'm very much a musical theatre person, so I teach musical theatre on a Saturday.
Ah, right.
And I love it. I absolutely love it. I love teaching.
I did go to adult ballet here at the Brentwood Centre, which my sisters were still laughing about like 5 years later, with the lovely Emmeline, her name is. And it was adult. And one leg, I thought I was going to be a natural. So one leg was like, my leg was like, yes, I'm here. My left leg, I might as well left it at home. It was awful.
We do adult ballet. It's funny. You do get some really talented, you know, and ladies that have done it previously.
Yes.
You've just got other people that want to do it for fun.
Yeah.
But my ballet days are long gone, so you sound better than I am.
I just loved it. She said I had dancer's arms. I said, but I'm not. I said, what about my legs? It's always nice to get the dancer's arms in. So next time you've got a production, you know, give us a call, come in, maybe bring some of the cast members in, we'll have a chat live.
I would love that. Yeah, because we've got a few few special characters in Panto this year, and I'd love to bring them in.
Excellent.
And get them interviewed with you.
Excellent. Oh, that's brilliant. It's lovely to speak to you, Helen. Thanks very much.
Speaking to you as well.
You're welcome. And thanks to Amber as well for the introduction.
Oh, lots of love, Amber. Yeah, thanks, Michelle.
All right, you take care, my love. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Helen Arbour there from the Billericay Theatre.